The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The day two honourable members of the House of Keys went toe-to-toe in a punch-up happened in January 1936. It has to be said that the fight did not take place in public, certainly not in the Keys chamber during a debate. It happened in the relative privacy of the members' room, what was known as the smoke room, but it did not go unnoticed. This is the Isle of Man Examiner's rather snooty report of events. Two outraged members of the House of Keys, pummeling away at each other, and a sergeant of police endeavouring to separate them. This was the ignominious spectacle presented to the gaze of members of the island's legislature in the Keys smoke room on Tuesday. The combatants were Mr. Ambrose Qualtro, one of the members for Rushen, and Mr. W.C. Crane, a member for South Douglas, both of whom had been in wordy combat in Tynwald a few days earlier. Mr. Crane had made some remarks about the intelligence of Mr. Qualtro, which the latter gentleman strongly resented. When they met in the smoke room preparatory to going into the Keys chamber on Tuesday morning, hostilities were renewed in a stand-up fight, and there was actual bloodshed before Detective Sergeant Neen intervened to pull the two men apart. The conflict between them was also resumed at the lunch interval, and other members had to intervene to restore peace. Now, no, I'm not sure how Sergeant Neen happened to be on hand, but it was just as well. The two combatants were not young men, and it could have become a fight to a most unfortunate finish. As to who was getting the better of the scrap, the examiner said eyewitnesses were unable to say who was leading on points. Now, what do we know about these two fiery old boys? Well, Mr. Qualtro was 66 years old at the time, and having been in the House of Keys since 1907, he was the father of the house. He was a controversial character, outspoken, and given to blunt language. He was also known to be always ready to speak up for the poor and the oppressed in the island. As for Walter C. Crane, he was always known as Gussie Crane, for reasons unknown to me. He was notable in that he was one of the first official Manx Labour Party representatives to gain election to the Keys, where he did 30 years' service. In 1936, he was 58. In his young days, he had been a keen sportsman and had done some boxing. He was a remarkable little man who walked with a pronounced and painful limp, and it was typical of him that he talked about the fight publicly afterwards. In a speech at a dinner where he was a guest, he was reported as saying, "It might appear from the press that I am a pugnacious little cuss. If any of you were attacked, there is something in human nature which would make you defend yourself. I was attacked. I didn't ask for it. I never sought it, and I wasn't even speaking to the man. I was in no physical condition. But all the things which I had learned when I was in perfect physical condition, and a trainer of boxers, and a scrapper myself, surged up. I forgot about my ailment, and, well, you know what happened, and I can assure you that my aggressor was the most surprised man in the island that day." Well, that was Gussie's version of events. Mr. Qualtro, on the other hand, preserved silence publicly, and, sadly, he died 5 months later, although it's not known if this had anything to do with the fight. It is also the case that none of the witnesses of the fight are still alive to talk about it. I also wonder if the present members of the House of Keys know anything about it, and whether what I have been saying is all hot news to them. And if any of them have any notion of doing the same thing, would they mind inviting the press along, please? Mr. Speaker could, of course, be the referee.